Like to ask any of the dear family that would like to have opening prayer before we begin our children's school lesson. If any one of the little ones would like to come up to the mic, or mommies or daddies.
Father God, thank you for the song today. Thank you for the song for Sally that we're about to have. And thank you for the song for chat room. And bless all the families that are here today on the chat room. And bless all my friends and family. And
that's
Rosie and everybody that's on the chat room today. Amen.
Amen.
Now today we will begin with the Psalms 33 verse 5. He loves righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. This week, boys and girls, we will continue part 2 of the study and knowledge for God. So any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, may you please come up to the mic.
Psalms.
Well, I'll say first day, happy Sabbath, Remington.
Happy Sabbath, Remington family.
Okay. Psalms 107.
Psalms 107.
43.
43.
Whoso is.
Wise.
And will observe.
And will observe.
These things.
Even they
shall understand
the loving kindness
of the Lord. Did you want to keep going?
Yeah.
Psalm 5:17.
Elias
was a man
subject to like passions
as we are. And he prayed earnestly. That it might
not rain.
And it rained not
on the earth
by the space
of 3 years
and 6 months. So we're gonna stop here.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
John 5:39, King James Version. It says, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me."
John 1:3. All things were made by him, and
without
him was not any doing thing made that was made.
Amen. And then Revelations 22:12.
And behold,
I come quickly, and my reward
is with me,
to give every man,
according
as his work
shall be.
Amen.
John 6:53. Then Jesus said to him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you."
John 6:63, King James Version says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth; the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, They are spirit and they are life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear little ones, for participating. Now we will continue our reading. Let's continue in Steps to Christ, chapter 10, pages 87 through 89. Anyone of the Bear family would like to take the next paragraph, please come up with mic.
God speaks to us through his providential workings and through the influence of his spirit upon the heart. In our circumstances and surroundings and the changes daily taking place around us, we may find precious lessons if our hearts are but open to discern them. The Psalms is tracing the works of God's providence says, the earth is full of goodness of the Lord. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Psalms 33:5, 107:43.
Steps to Christ, page 87. God speaks to us in his word. Here we have in clearer lines the revelation of his character, of his dealings with men, and the great work of redemption. Here is open before us the history of patriarchs and prophets and other holy men of old. They were men subject to like passions as we are, James 5:17. We see how they struggled through discouragements like our own, how they fell under temptation as we have done, and yet took heart again and conquered through the grace of God. And beholding, we are encouraged in our striving after righteousness.
Steps to Christ, page 87. As we read of the precious
experiences
granted time mean them of the light and love and blessings, it was theirs to enjoy, and of the work they wrought through the grace given them the spirit that inspired them kindle a flame of holy
emulation
in our hearts and a desire to be like them in character, like them to work or walk with God. Amen.
Steps to Christ, page 88. Jesus said of the Old Testament scriptures, and how much more is true of the new. There are they which testify of me, the Redeemer, him in whom our hope and eternal life are centered. John 5:39. Yes, the whole Bible tells of Christ, from the first record of creation, for without of him was not anything made that was made, to the closing promise, behold, I come quickly. We are reading of his words and listening to his voice. John 1:3, Revelation 22:12. If you will become acquainted with the Savior, study the Holy Scriptures.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Great job, little ones. Now we come to the first question of our lesson. Boys and girls, to what way does God speak to us? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
He speaks to us through his providential working and through the influence of his spirit upon the hearts and in his word. Amen.
Amen. Now we have the second question of our study, boys and girls. Where can we find the revelation of his character and his dealing with man? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, dear little one.
In his word, the Bible.
Amen.
So at this moment, we would like to have a request for any one of the little ones that would like to sing the Bible song together. Buckle up.
The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If anyone would like to continue on Step to Christ, page 88, please double up.
Fill the whole heart with the words of God. They are the living water quenching your burning thirst. They are the living bread from heaven. Jesus declares, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. And he explains himself by saying, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. John 6:53. Our bodies are built up from what we eat and drink, and as in the natural economy, so in the spiritual economy. It is what we meditate upon that will give tone and strength to our spiritual nature.
Amen. Step to Christ, page 88. The theme of redemption is one that the angels desire to look into. It will be the signs and the songs of the redeemed throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. It is not worthy of careful thought and study now. The infinite mercy and love of Jesus, the sacrifice made in our behalf, call for the most serious and solemn reflection. We should dwell upon the character of our dear Redeemer and intercessor. We should meditate upon the mission of Him who came to save His people from their sin. Amen.
As we thus contemplate heavenly things, our faith and love will grow stronger, and our prayers will be more and more acceptable to God, because they will be more and more mixed with faith and love. They will be intelligent and fervent. There will be more constant confidence in Jesus, and a daily living experience in His power to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by Him.
Amen. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, please bubble up.
Steps to Christ, page 89. As we meditate upon the perfections of the Savior, we shall desire to be wholly transformed and renewed in the image of His purity. There will be a hungering and thirsting of soul to become like Him whom we adore. The more our thoughts are upon Christ, the more we shall speak of Him to others and represent Him to the world.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now we come to the last question of our lesson, dear boys and girls. How does the Word of God fill our whole heart? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is, like the living water, quenching our burning thirst and living breath from heaven. Let's praise God and sing, prepare the way of the Lord.
Our voice ways as we sing His praise. Oh, prepare the way of the Lord. Love one another, the prophet said. There one another sorrow. Care for the poor and forgive everything. Watch, for the Lord comes tomorrow. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Oh, share the good news of His gospel. The day is at hand. Let the faithful stand and prepare the way of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. But remember, little one, we need to prepare the way of the Lord, and let's continue to learn about His gospel that we may be able to share with all the ones that come in contact with our lives. So next week, we will continue on chapter 10, and knowledge of God. So at this moment, we would like to ask any one of the dear family, little ones, mommies, and daddies that would like to have closing prayer. Please come up to the mic.
Dear Heavenly Father, thanks for coming today. I thank you for this wonderful Sabbath. I thank you for this wonderful Sabbath. I thank you for all you give us. I thank you for Mommy and Lori and all my family. I thank you for the people who are on the chat room today. I thank you for this wonderful shot walk where we go. Let's be thankful for the stuff we have. Let us be safe when we go on the bike. Give us some for this. Let us have nightmares. Dear Heavenly Father, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we want to thank the dear families that participated in today's Blessed Sabbath school lesson, and we'd like to thank also those on the phone. Welcome. I hope you had a blessing as we did. So next Sabbath, A Knowledge of God, Part 3, that will be held on Sabbath, June 29, 2013. We have prepared also activities for the children. So may you take some time and enjoy the activity. We have coloring pictures, and also we have different activities where the children will be familiar with the words as they read their lessons. And we hope and pray that they were blessed. And we would like to thank all the dear brothers and sisters that participated in putting together these lessons for the children, that they may become closer to their Savior. May you continue having a blessed rest of the day and a blessed Sabbath.